Blog Talk Radio.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, putting pepper and heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock through my tape pop, smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on body stop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Poor sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, raw G, Brucey B, and Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love, Buck, Sauce, G. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a trip, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know.
Got the commish here live on OFL After Dark. Got a little intro there with Biggie Smalls mixed up there with Daft Punk. Pretty nice mix. I know a lot of people were asking, yeah, OFL Young Friday coming out with that spring mix for you guys. It's in the process, so it should be out within a week or two, so you guys can get your fix for your ears while your fingers are on the sticks, while you're driving around in your whip, however you want to do it. What do we got going on? Group 6 Multiple still dragging on, but the good news is it's over halfway full. It will be our last league, $25 for two seasons, win up to $350. And we also have the Mesa 16 tournament going on right now. We're into round two there. And we have March Madness 64. The final is between J.J. Mills EST 1991. Now that is different than OFL now, Jay Jerk. And he's playing up against, I believe, NFL Sixth Sense. So the winner of that's going to take home an Xbox Live 12-month gold membership. And a brand new tournament we got going on is the, what's it called? Oh, Roswell 32. Well, a lot of people asked for this format to come back. It's a 32-man, $9 to get in, $200 to the winner. Let's go right to the calls. It's blowing up here. 806, you're not live with the commission. How are you doing?
Good. This is Wee Witness.
All right, Big Wee, Little Witness. What up?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. Just ready for our leagues to advance, get the next games in.
Right, right. So how? What's going on in the leagues? What's the word on the street?
From what I've been seeing, LFL Houston just got off this big win against Matternaw. But I think that's the biggest thing I've seen so far recently.
Yeah, 45-42. Let's bring another caller in to talk about that. We got the legendary Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes, you there on the air?
Yep.
Got a lot of questions coming in. I don't know if you heard the beep in there earlier in the Biggie song. But first of all, let's get your take. How do you feel about OFL now Houston beat Matternaw 45-42?
Witness or Snake Eyes?
Snake Eyes.
All right. Really close game.
Okay. All right. Way to state the obvious there, Snake. But anyways, Snake, I got a question coming in here from Big P, Little P, 6481. He says, I'm on PlayStation 4, but if I came to Xbox One, could I get a game in against you, Snake Eyes? And could you help me with my defense?
I could try, and I definitely want to play it.
What are some of the things you would let this guy, what's some of the secrets you would tell him?
Basically use the hit stick a lot, watch how I use it, don't use it on the cornerbacks, and just make sure you stay in front of your guide. Make sure you basically just tackle them, and then if you're on the defensive line or the linebackers, just try to smack the flying cup out of them.
Right, right. Witness, what are some of the things you would do?
With teaching
you had to tell somebody about defense, even though, I mean, you're not known for defense, but you're also not too shabby either.
Man, just, shoot. I mean, like I said, like, I'm really not known for defense, but I mean, just pay close attention to the formations they stay in. I mean, really not that hard. Because, like I said, I don't got any crazy tricks that I know on defense. But, yeah, just pay close attention to that formation and just, I usually just guess. I mean, usually first down, it's pretty much obvious. They're going to try run play the first play of the game. So I usually guess around the first play. But you never know.
Okay, we got another caller from the 616. 616, you're now here with the commish. Lubbock, Texas, finest Wee Witness, and legendary Snake Eyes.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, JJ? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
What's good, little Jaden Savage?
We're good, man. We're good. A lot of games didn't get played this week. I think it has a little something to do with Madden ending and, you know, the weather's getting a little nicer. We're down about 11% from our average, which is a little disappointment. What are some of the things, JJ, you think that we could maybe do to maybe try to get people back to getting back into Madden?
Just kind of start broadcasting our games more, you know, getting people more in the mode, kind of like that little fast one we did this weekend with the members. I mean, when I played, it was it brought back when just in group two, and there's just so much competition, and, you know, everybody play their games, and you just have fun playing and watching people play. So you got to figure out people enjoying the games, you know.
Right. And he's speaking about competition. Now, Witness, I don't know if you've heard yet, but another league, it's like WPMCL or some shit like that. Pretty good league, pretty strong league. They've challenged us. They said, out of respect, they challenged us. They heard that we're really strong, got a really good league, and, you know, they want to see how we stack up against them. Apparently they're the best league on the West Coast. I accepted the challenge for us. Do you think that was a wise decision?
Well, of course. We're the best league in the world. Best Madden League, hands down. I mean, if people want to challenge us just to see how good their league is, well, sadly, it's going to end up with them in the dirt. So
I tend to agree with you. I mean, we don't know what kind of players they're bringing. I don't expect us to lose. The problem is, who are our top eight players? I mean, we're 125-plus members. Everyone's good. Right now, talking to some of the league officers. I'm more focused on tournament-type players, and I know a lot of you good guys are going to get left out, and it's nothing personal. Do you understand that, Witness?
Yeah,
see how that could happen.
Yeah, just gotta, those players that don't usually play tournaments just gotta go out and get in some of those and show you that they got what it takes. But until then, yeah, I leave it to you and those league officials. Y'all know what's best.
Well, the thing is, you know, it is a different feeling to have experience in a tournament and feel that pressure. I mean, JJ, you can speak a little bit about you were talking yesterday how you felt the pressure in the new Quick Fours that we've been doing, $10 to get in, league members only, $35 to the winner. Shouldn't say league members only, but we prefer to get league members only in there if we can.
Yeah, we do. One league members only, one, you know, open to anybody. And the league members only was kind of cool. I think it made it a little tougher, bring like a league type feeling, because you know those guys, they know your scheme. It's not the unknown of who I'm playing or should I jump in this tournament type thing. So it made a lot of fun to watch those guys and play. I mean, it was kind of it was price friendly. It was also competition friendly. I liked it a lot, you know. And then when it comes down to the tournament thing, like I tell people who don't normally play tournaments, it's just like, you know, don't normally play leagues. I mean, the time is different, the strategies are different. The guys that are used to playing, it's just like anything else when you try to jump in a new sport, and you play some other type of sport. It's you wouldn't be surprised how different tournaments are than regular games, because it's like it's so much more different. People know that all they got to do is get you with it once, because there's not enough time to pick up on stuff as people would think. It's more about strategy, you know.
Exactly. Snake Eyes, do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
We have six of the eight names right now, so we're down to the final two, and all six of these people have agreed to play. We have SC Bolt, 21, you guys know. Buck Sweep, 21. We have one of our newer members, Durex. We have another newer member, Dippin' X Dots. We have VX Assassin XA, made a really good one of the few people to actually beat Volcano. And we have Slay Island, who just went undefeated. So we have two spots available. A lot of names out there. You know, we got We Witness. We got Team Empire, OFL Now Houston, PB, Peel, D Knox, OFL Now J Jerk, Redemption, Kruger, DNA Suspect. A lot of people saying a guy by the name of Dynasty LJ. I'm sure I'm forgetting people off the top of my head, but there is just so many people out there that we have to consider and try to figure out who's Snake Eyes. You know, Snake Eyes, if you were asked to join, would you represent us well, or would you pass up your spot?
I'll definitely try.
Couldn't hear you, Snake.
I said that I'll definitely try to get us a win.
Now, what do you think the chances are that our best eight will beat this other league's best eight?
Just depends how they play, how smart our guys are against their guys. It's basically by knowledge and how much people know.
I agree with that. So if you had to put money on it, would you say we're going to win or they're going to win?
I mean, I would say yes, but, I mean, it's definitely a show to watch.
Mm-hmm. It will be fun to watch. That is true. And it sounds like they challenged us, and it sounds like they'll be broadcasting all the games. I'll be giving them our top eight players here in the next couple days. And I told them they can make they can decide the matchups, and we'll do everything else. I believe it's going to be $150 to the winner, $10 entry. But that can all be discussed. That's not finalized yet. I mean, tons of players out there. Matter, no. Double J, Effing Messiah, Mirror Ghost, Believe in Monsters, RVA, Ready 10, DMVX Jason, Bad to Chat, Bronco, Black Assassin, Fat Magic, D-Greasy. You know, where do I end? Gigolo. I mean, it can go on and on. You know what I mean, JJ?
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean.
And it's a tough decision because we want to get it right because we want to represent, you know, the OFL now. And, you know, we've been challenged, so we don't want to go in there and lose, man.
We're not going to.
And there's other new members out there, you know, a Quick Draw, Obama's Mentor, Hate on Me. I'm hearing good things about I Killed Pookie. Love the gamer tag, by the way. So there's a lot of members out there that could fill these last two spots. But so if you don't make the roster, don't take it personal. Obviously, it's just, you know, anybody could fill in. I would feel comfortable and confident in every single one of you, really. Witness, if you had to pick two people to fill in there, who would you take?
Definitely Team Empire. Man, it's kind of tough to throw out that last, but I mean, Jay Mills, myself, Gigolo, I mean, shoot. Man, I guess, like you said, I know where it's coming from about how it's hard to pick. Because, man, there's a lot of people. DNA, there's quite a bit of people, but I don't know, man. I'm probably just
Snake,
I throw out
Snake
just,
Eyes, if you had
Jordan
to take...
And,
okay, Jordan and who did you say?
And Jay Mills.
All right. Snake Eyes, if you had to take two out of the league, who would you take? Snake Eyes?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you had to pick two people, who would you pick?
Probably Jay Jerk and Volcano.
Okay. Very good choices. Definitely both being considered. Jay Jerk, other than yourself, who would two people you would consider putting in there?
Buckley, definitely. Second one. Who's another guy that?
But Buckley's already in there.
And there's another name that I can't think of, but I would definitely pick. I would pick him, but I cannot think of the guy. You said it earlier.
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, is Dippin' Dots. Is he a name that we could pick? Because I'll pick him too. So it'll be Devin Dotson and Buckley then. I mean, that's their life, you know. They are literally tournament players. I mean, you can't go wrong with them. That's the atmosphere they came from. You know, they still for league. So if I'm going first, you know, I'm definitely picking those two before anybody. You know, the flag thing is that's all they do. So
Now, Jay, how do you feel about being challenged? What does that say about us, and what is, or is this other league
like, hey, you ain't nobody because somebody don't challenge you, you know? If you're a nobody, then they ain't going to waste their time. So it's easily, man. It's easily, you know, we making noise. That's all I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean,
hey, we got another caller coming in from the 510. 510, you're now live with Jay Jerk, Snake Eyes, We Witness. You got the commish here. Who we speaking with tonight?
Peel.
Oh, Peel, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
Peel, we're sitting here talking right now. I don't know if you've heard us. Basically, another league out of the West Coast has challenged us. They claim to be the strongest league out of the West Coast. Somehow they heard or found us on Facebook, challenged their best eight against our best eight in the tournament. We have six people right now. We're focused. It's almost impossible to get this right, our best eight, as you know, the competition. So we're focused on tournament players, and we have six right now with, let me see, Dippin' Dots, Durex, Balkino, Slay Island, VX Assassin, and Vegas Champion Buck Sweep, if I didn't say him. But we got two spots and tons of guys, including yourself, and the league officials are trying to decide who the two people are. I know there's been a lot of internal discussions between should it be PB, should it be Peel in that spot, should it be neither, should it be both. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about us being challenged, and what do you think the chances are our best eight win?
Well, you got a lot of members in our league that only do tournaments. That's real good at tournaments now. You got to look at all those guys first and foremost. And I think that being challenged, you know, I just dialed in a few minutes ago. I saw somebody in that sentence. But if you are being challenged, well, that's good. That's only a good thing. So that should be fun. So, I mean, that goes without saying. That's a little respect factor there. They're hearing noise about OFL being good, and they want to piece our best. So I think shoot out the best tournament guy that you got. Personally, I don't know that I'm a tournament guy. You know, I don't play too many tournaments, but if you got sound like you got a nice roster of tournament guys, I think you got to stick them guys in there, and then go bring home bragging rights.
Now, I know where you're coming from about you not being technically a tournament guy, because I had brought this up in the discussion, but at the same time, you made some noise in this most recent tournament. You made a deep run. Sure, you had, I think, maybe, I went back and looked, I think one of your games was a forfeit, if I'm not mistaken, but you beat some really good players, plus the dude that you lost to in that last game, 22-17, I think was the score.
Yeah.
He is one of their top eight players.
Oh, really? Well, he's
yes.
He's definitely beatable. He's a good player. I don't you win some, you lose some. I found out what he was doing too late, and I had the ball, a chance to win the game. So you know, that's what you want in those type of games. But I don't. He's a good player. So if he's on that roster, he's a good player. But we got some guys that can play with. Like, I think I heard you mention. I think you mentioned Buck Sweet. You know, isn't he a tournament winner? Won several thousand.
Oh yeah, he won that tournament.
Everyone I talked to that has played him, you know, he could probably he can deal with him. You know, I say I'm not tournament style because I played a guy who, and this is just my personal view. I played a guy who tries to beat the AI. You know, so
mm-hmm.
to me, that's all tournament style player. You know, whatever you can do to kind of, I call it cheat, like, you know, certain routes, certain
manipulate.
That's tournament style to me. You know, so you spend all the time, you'd be real frustrated. So I'm a schemer, you know, I play certain sets, but nothing where I can manipulate the AI. I'm sure anybody that I play against will agree with that, but that's where I get the I'm not a tournament-style player. So,
right.
I'd be happy to represent the NFL, but I might not be a guy in tournament-style.
Right. And I mean, I know exactly what you're saying, and we've had, like I said, it's been internally discussed among the league officers, and pretty much, reflecting exactly the words coming out of your mouth. Basically, we can't go wrong if we put you in there. We think you'd compete just fine, as you showed. Plus, you have it. But if you don't, when we see the matchups come out, their league's going to make the matchups, by the way. At least we'll have an inside scouting report on the guy since you did play him and played him tough. So,
he's a good
player.
He's a good player, but he's a to me there's what you get the game for and what are you scheme for, and that's a scheme for a tournament style. That's there are better user skill players that I've played against in this league. Rather than manipulating what you're doing to beat the computer. So,
right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you had to put two people in there, other than the six I named, Durex, Dippin' Dots, Buck Sweet, Slay Island, VX Assassin, and Balkino, who would two people you would consider putting in there?
Oh. Well, did you have Gigolo in there?
No, but he's definitely being considered. He is definitely being considered.
I like his defense. He could probably keep points off the board. Then the next person I will put PB in there if you haven't put him in there. He knows the tournament style well, and he's got a couple different games that he can throw at. So every time I see him, he's got a different defense ready to go. He's got a different offense ready to go. You got those type of people, you have a good success rate. So go beat them, man. They're talking trash, yeah. Go put a whooping on them.
Well, that's the interesting part. I think they're challenging, but they're not talking trash. They are a little bit, but I think they know. I mean, they only really know of one guy in the league because the one guy said, you guys got Buck Sweep, but, everybody seems to know about Buck Sweep. So they're probably on, don't want to talk too much shit, I guess, probably would be wise. But we'll see. PB, and you're right. The one thing, I feel like PB should be in there. Two Super Bowl rings, that says something right there. My concern was, is he a tournament-style player? I don't know. I've heard him mention some things about playing in some tournaments, but I've never seen him in an OFL Now tournament, and he didn't even play against you, so I didn't even...
If you just tell him, the way I got him to join Sexual Chocolate, is just talk a little trash to him and get his attention, and then he'll respond to you. So we chat now every couple of days just to see what's going on. And he hangs out with tournament style players, so he knows he would be a good, can't go wrong with that dude with the roster you already made, and then you throw him and maybe Gigolo on there, and then you got a good chance. The chance is good. We win more than we lose.
I think so. I have to agree. Well, we got 30 seconds left here, guys. Witness, what do you think about PB getting that final spot?
Shit,
over somebody
like
Team Empire.
Y'all just have to look at everything. I know that Savage got the win over PB last game by quite a bit, but you never know. PB might have just been scouting him. You never know. But like I said, I'm sure y'all make the right decision. I'm sure we're going to win anyway, so I think we got it.
Well, hey, thanks, guys, for calling in. We're out of time. We'll be here tomorrow. Y'all take care. Peace.